Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Florida Children's Hospital fired an employee over the COVID-19 shot. We're going to be talking about this on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead.
Well, we filed an amicus brief to the Florida 6th District Court of Appeals in a case where a former hospital employee, and Matt, I thought we were done with this, but it keeps coming back. A former hospital employee is appealing his unlawful firing in 2021 for not getting the COVID shot because of his pro-life Christian beliefs. However, Nemours Florida Children's Hospital granted religious accommodations for other theological beliefs.
Yeah, but they wouldn't grant a religious accommodation if your belief was that these COVID shots have the aborted fetal cell line.
But they're all associated with it.
I know. But they granted other religious accommodations. So they were discriminatory on the kinds of religious accommodations that they would grant or deny.
You can't do that.
Because they're making doctrinal decisions that
way. Exactly.
Your belief is okay, your belief is not okay. It's acceptable, the other one's not acceptable.
You have the right to have an accommodation if you have a religious objection.
Yeah, and right? They may disagree with your basis of religion, but that's not their position. So the 6th District Court of Appeals had this case. It is called Marin versus Nemours Children's Hospital. And the Court of Appeals requested Liberty Counsel to file an amicus brief in this case because of our expertise in this particular area. And so we did file an amicus brief. Now, in this particular case, our amicus brief is supporting the right of the employee based upon Florida law and federal Title VII law to have the religious accommodation, because that's clear, I think, that Nemours violated this individual's right.
And he was fired because he wouldn't get the shot.
Yeah, so in 2023, the Florida Commission on Human Relations denied a religious discrimination claim from the HVAC technician Christian Marin, perceiving his religious-based refusal for an experimental shot violated federal Title VII law and was an undue hardship on the hospital. Since firing someone with a religious objection to a workplace requirement is prohibited under Florida law, Liberty Counsel has now argued in our brief that the commission used the wrong legal standard and its decision should be reversed so Marin can receive compensatory and punitive damages for violation of his religious rights. Let me kind of briefly explain that. In our brief, we note that the Florida Civil Rights Act prohibits discrimination because of religion. While the law is patterned after the federal Title VII law, the state legislature did not include the concept of undue hardship in its text, and thus Florida courts have independent authority to interpret state law without importing federal law into it. Since Nemours Children's Hospital fired Marin over his pro-life religious beliefs, that prevented him from an experimental shot using aborted fetal cell lines, yet granted religious accommodations to other employees whose objections it deemed theologically valid. The hospital therefore violated his rights under the plain text of the Florida law. So here's the situation. Many states have a comparable type of state law to the federal Title VII law. Federal Title VII actually prohibits discrimination on the basis of certain categories. Some of the categories in this particular case that's relevant include discrimination on the basis of sex. So federal law typically applies if you have 15 or more employees. But the federal law also says that an employee must present a sincerely held religious belief. The employer then has the burden to consider that belief and to consider how that belief might be accommodated. And the employer must accommodate that belief unless doing so would result in a, quote, undue hardship, close quote, to the employee, to the employer. So if it results in an undue hardship, if the employer can say granting your particular belief would result in an undue hardship to the employer, then the employer does not have to accommodate that belief. But Florida law, the Florida Civil Rights Act, says that discrimination is prohibited because of religion. And it does not include the undue hardship language that the federal law does. So in other words, under Florida law, there is greater protection for people of faith that have religious objections to an employment process than there is under federal law. There is no undue hardship analysis. And take this into consideration. Nemours granted accommodations to people for religious objections. They denied the accommodation to Marin, who had a religious objection, because they did not like his religious-based objection being related to aborted fetal cells. So if they've already done what they should have done, which was correct, to grant the accommodations to these other people who had different theological bases for their objection, then they've actually shown that they don't have an undue hardship in granting them. So how can they then show that they have an undue hardship in granting this to Marin? So even under Title VII, Nemours loses. But again, there is no defense that an employer can raise under the Florida law that says, wait a minute, this is an undue hardship. So under the Florida law, there's even greater protection. And so our brief really talks about this critically important issue. So keep this case on in your prayers, because it will be the first time that the Court of Appeals will be able to decide the distinction between the Title VII and the greater protections of the Florida law, the Florida Civil Rights Act.
You know, it's interesting, too, that according to Marin's claims in his lawsuit, Nemours violated Title VII's requirement to evaluate each employee's situation individually. You know, we've talked about that for years. They need to look at everyone's situation and then make a decision, you know, process that, not just do a blank, you know, you're out, you either do this or you're not. And while Marin was an HVAC technician who worked mostly alone, the hospital treated him the same as an ICU nurse. And Nemours justified his decision, asserting that unvaccinated people posed a transmission risk. However, that justification has been contradicted by scientific evidence. You know, we've been talking about this for years, that the shot isn't really effective and hasn't anything to do with stopping transmission. So that doesn't hold water in that justification, so-called.
No, it doesn't. So Nemours, the interesting thing is that Nemours did what they should have done and granted the religious accommodations to certain people that had religious objections. But then they made a decision that certain religious beliefs weren't valid. Other religious beliefs were more valid. I've seen this happen in situations where some employers say they're going to grant a religious accommodation to a Christian Scientist because the Christian Scientist organization itself is opposed to these medical interventions. And therefore, the members also share that same belief. And so when an individual that is not a member of the Christian Science has the same kind of religious belief, they don't want aborted fetal cells, or they just don't want these injections into their body to harm their body, especially the mRNA experimental injections, some of these employers say, well, wait a minute, what does your church say about that? Well, you know, if you're Roman Catholic, the Pope at the time was in favor of it. And if you're Seventh-day Adventist, the church was in favor of it.
Of the shot.
Of the shot. It doesn't really matter, the court cases say, what your church believes.
Your
what
individual
matters
beliefs.
Is what you yeah. individually yeah. believe. Do you have a sincerely held religious belief? Not does your church have a longstanding doctrine that's consistent.
Right, because all of us stand before the Lord with our own, you know, beliefs, and it's not the church we're standing in front of, it's the Lord.
So. Yeah, so this case, you know, was more along the lines of, yeah, I've seen this where some have limited it only to Christian Scientists. That is unconstitutional. It's wrong. It's contrary to Title VII as well. You can't do that. But in this case, Nemours, they were picking and choosing which beliefs they thought were theologically valid. They really stepped into a landmine, and they should not have done it. Mm-hmm. This is a case where Marin, the HVAC technician, Christian Marin, he should be vindicated at the 6th District Court of Appeals, and Nemours should be held accountable because they clearly violated his religious rights under the Florida law, the Florida Civil Rights Act, and under the federal law, Title VII. For more information, go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. The website again, lc.org.